Phil's Oyster Bar, 4335 Perkins Road. Go see the Piazza family and the amazing food atmosphere. It's just amazing what Anthony and the entire Phil's team have done. 4335 Perkins Road. We're so proud to have Phil's Oyster Bar as a partner of the 23 brand program.
This is The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM, where Kerry Guglielmo and rock star guests shift the week's focus, discuss brand, entrepreneurship, sales, culture, marketing, leadership, and other great topics. The Brand on Talk 107.3 FM.
Welcome to The Brand, thebrandbr.com. Kerry Guglielmo here. Talk 107.3 FM. Brian, The Brain, Hal Dane on the table. Great to see you, my friend.
Always. Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Been a minute. So, rubbed elbows with Moon Griffon. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are. You got it right.
Moon had the governor in studio this morning. What were they talking?
Constitutional convention. It is looking more and more. Well, we're getting closer to having one than we've been in quite a while, and it's long overdue.
Love it. Love it. Great stuff. And without further ado, would love to welcome to the Brand Nation, Miss Megan Downing. Megan, can you hear us okay?
I can, thank you.
You're welcome. So Megan Downing is the new Director of Business Operations with JCG E-Commerce. And Megan has been with us, just close to 100 days. And we thought that Megan could call in and share her story to the Brand Nation. And Megan, let's just kick it off. So we've got about 5,000 folks. No reason to be nervous. We talked about this yesterday. But we've got 5,000 folks who are interested in hearing the Megan Downing story. So where are you from and how did you get started and where are you today?
So I am from Cincinnati, Ohio, born and raised and still currently residing here. I started in this business about 8 years ago. It was just what I thought was going to be a job to get me through college, but I soon found out after starting in this career and in this field that I actually really enjoyed this kind of work. I loved helping people pick their products, find the products for their customers. I mean, I really fell in love with the world. So here I am 8 years later, and I'd say that's pretty much about me.
No, that is great. And Brian and to the Brand Nation, Megan and I work throughout the days and weeks, and I basically work for Megan is how I summarize it. But JCG E-Commerce, we specialize in the co-branded merchandise world by building and managing web stores for specific clients, and it's just been a pleasure having Megan join the team. And so, Megan, you are wildly younger than I am, which is great. You and I met a few years back. You worked with a wonderful vendor partner of ours at JCG, a company by the name of Lynx Unlimited, wildly successful, based out of Cincinnati. And you and I started talking at the end of 23. You came on board right around February 1st of 24. And what attracted you to coming to work for JCG E-Commerce out of Cincinnati, Ohio? And if I can tell the Brand Nation, you have three small children, a hardworking mom, and what was really the allure to come work for JCG?
I'd say having the relationship that we already had, our working relationship. And I'd say that really affected. I knew JCG fairly well. I knew a little bit more of the ins and outs of your business. And I think just the flexibility of, you know, being remote, but also being able to still fully immerse myself in this world, it just was a very promising career for me.
It's been a lot of fun, and it's going to even get more fun. It's going to be a great ride. It's already a great ride, and we're going to really enjoy the journey. So, a working mom, you got your hands full. So, you have three youngsters?
Yes.
And so when we talked, it obviously compensation is part. Obviously, it's a part of your career, whom you work for. Culture is part of your career, the firm that you're with. It struck me specifically, you know, maybe with your age, the new generation coming off of COVID. I know the virtual workplace was it was attractive to you. And so can you talk to the audience a little bit about what role did that play in your decision?
That actually really intrigued me. I think because I grew up in the when technology was really coming about, computers were a part of my classes, starting in elementary school with the typing classes all the way through now. And I feel like I bold well in the remote world. It really helped my home life, but I also have a great work balance. I'm very organized, rather tech savvy now, looking at PD, different stories, but I can figure out the ins and outs of my computer programs, the software systems that we use. And I feel like I thrive in this environment. Not that I don't in an office setting. It makes me feel so much better about the work I'm doing when I'm at home, because I know I can meet my family's needs along with my work needs.
No, that's great. And you've got some flexibility. I mean, if one of the kids has an ENT appointment at 10:30 East Coast time on a Tuesday, you can cater your schedule prior to that day to accommodate that need. And I know that that's important to you.
Yes, especially with a kiddo with allergies. It definitely helps.
So let's talk a little bit about it's hard to believe. Brian, what are we with COVID? Oh, are we 3.5 years, right? About 3.5 years. Wow, talk about change the world. And so your previous firm, previous employer, Lynx Unlimited, a great company, big headquarters, big distribution center out of Cincinnati. So during COVID, I mean, you were 100% virtual. Is that not the case, Megan? Do I have that right?
That was not the case for my particular position back then when it started, when the shutdown first happened. I was in the customer service role, so I was full-time in the office. We didn't actually go hybrid model until about almost a year in, when we finally were able to get the technology for our particular position. The rest of the company was fully at home or partially in and out of the office.
In your experience, do you see a drop in the culture when you have individuals that go 100% virtual, or does it depend upon the individual? I mean, you've obviously thrived in this environment for all the reasons we're discussing. What's your take on that, Megan?
I think that does depend on the individual. I think the want to come back into the office has definitely declined across the board. I wouldn't say that that's just per individual. I'd say that's just about everybody. I think they like that flexibility. But I do feel like not everybody is suited to work from home. So you did notice a decline in whether that's what they were able to perform, how any work-related tasks, you did notice a slight decline. But some people absolutely thrived, and they became so much better at their job, fell in love with it more because they were able to be at home.
You know, I surely wouldn't want to be in the commercial real estate business. Brian, what's happening in Louisiana? are organizations large organizations? Is it... What's your take on that?
For
being virtual, maybe demanding that you come back?
It's a slower build. It's a slower burn, but we're seeing more and more. There's a number of marketing companies that are making that shift right now to where it's like a 3 at home, 2 in the office type of week.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, we're at JCG Commerce. I mean, we're 100% virtual, which is one of the attractions. I mean, we're a small, lean firm, but everybody's scattered around the Gulf Coast. And that's going to, you know, that's not going to change COVID 2.0 or no COVID 2.0. But Megan, let's talk. Brian, how are we doing on time? We're doing good. So Megan, we feel we are a unique firm with a unique niche with really a technology element to what we do. However, we do sit within the promotional product industry, which is a very interesting space. You've been in it almost your entire career. What's evolving within the promotional product industry in your mind?
I do have to say, I think a lot of people are definitely wanting more of those online shopping options. They don't want to go to the store anymore. They really like having it delivered. They love the convenience. So I feel like a little bit more of the in-person experience has gone down from my side. Now, that's completely different for events, gifting, things like that for specific companies. But I definitely think that people are definitely shopping more. That lack of wanting to leave the house and the convenience is really, really strong these days.
So technology is going to continue to evolve the space, no question.
Yes, definitely. And the abilities to integrate and to provide more options for the shoppers, I feel like that's going to definitely continue to increase and improve.
Do relationships still matter?
Yes, most definitely. Even if they want more of that online technology infused options and environment and such, I feel like they still want those relationships with the shoppers, their clients, everybody, so that way they can still know that they are still receiving top-notch service, top-notch products, decoration, whatever it might be, that they're still receiving all of that. They just want it a little more convenient to them.
And Megan, just on the supply chain vendor front, like almost all industries, things are obviously consolidating. You saw that in your world, in your life with Links Unlimited. I believe that you see that starting off with JCG e-commerce. There's no doubt that that's going to continue. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely do.
So, Megan, we have a couple of minutes left, and we're going to wrap it up. We have enjoyed you calling in. So I'm going to put you on the hot spot a little bit. So where do you see your career with JCG e-commerce? How would you like your career to evolve with JCG? And that's obviously for you, going to stay virtual in Cincinnati with your family, which I know is critical to you. But where would you like to be in 3 to 5 years?
Honestly, I love the current position and work that I am doing with JCG. I definitely see it continuing to evolve, creating better relationships with our clients, along with those expanding their business and their programs, their stores, their options for their shoppers, and just creating more options for JCG along with our shoppers. So I, of course, want to stay in the role that I have, but expand that a little bit more to help our clients and our shoppers have the best shopping experience, to have the best products, pricing, everything like that, and then along with continue to help JCG thrive.
We are going to continue to have you thrive. We're thrilled to have you. Thank you for taking the time, calling in from Cincinnati today, and it's going to be just a continued wonderful journey. So, Brain, it was good to see you. Again, Megan, signing off. Thank you so much. We appreciate having you. CSRS, Republic Finance, Go Chevrolet, Lee Carney, Nick Richard, Phil's Oyster Bar, the Piazza family, Roanoke Development, Mr. David Strange, and JCG e-commerce. Brian, we've got Mark Goodson coming back in studio with CSRS.
Okay.
To talk some shop with what those guys have going on. Very continued evolving firm. And so we look forward to having Mr. Goodson in studio with CSRS. Great to see you to the Brand Nation. Thank you for your attention. Never, ever apologize for being you. And until next time. Thank you to Go Chevrolet, Lee Carney, Nick Richard, 23 partner of the Brand. Go Chevrolet, located in La Crosse, Louisiana. Customer service still does exist in the automotive industry. Please go visit Go Chevrolet. Roanoke Development, the amazing real estate development firm based in Jackson, Mississippi. Their first year with the Brand, we're so very appreciative. Mr. David Strange, CEO, President, thank you again, David, and the Roanoke Development Organization.